I'll do whatever you want.
It won't take too long.
Okay, on this item, Mr. President, now, the only comment that I'd like to make before we go into closed session is publicly that apparently there
has been some indication by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association that they may be seeking review by the Supreme Court. And that is very unfortunate because I think that their primary motivation is frankly seeking an award of their attorney fees. Exactly. And so this is all about money for the in-house attorneys, you know, well-compensated attorneys at Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. And where are they going to get that award of attorney fees? From the ratepayers in this district. Not to mention the fact that it's been costly for the district to deal with the appeal that they filed after they lost at the trial court. And if we go to the Supreme Court, that will be costly. And it's unfortunate that they are planning to seek review and force the ratepayers to incur that expense.
If they do that, we likewise be seeking our attorney's fees from them?
Unfortunately, under California law, in response to a slap motion, it almost never happens. Yeah. So it seems to me that the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, which may have been a noble organization at one time with a worthy objective, has lost its way, as its actions are clearly not in the best interests of this small community and the ratepayers. It's really unfortunate.
Is there ever a circumstance, your knowledge, where the losing party is able to get attorney's fees from the winning party?
We actually sought attorney fees at the trial court level, and the court was not way the court would grant attorney fees to us in response to the slap motion was if the court determined that it was a completely frivolous motion and the court wasn't willing to go.
Well, what I'm talking about is you indicated that they're going to go to the Supreme Court in an effort. Their ultimate goal is to try and get the attorney's fees. If they lose their argument, is it still possible that they could get attorney's fees?
No. Okay. No, if they lose the argument, they would not. If they were to prevail at the Supreme Court, then they would, and they would seek attorney fees all the way back to the very beginning of this. And that is, it's obviously in the interests of Howard Jarvis and the lawyers that work there. But I can't see how they could possibly justify that is in the interests of this community or the ratepayers that are here.
And you know, if they lose, won't that affect all of their cases in the future?
I think it. I'd rather not comment on that publicly.
Okay. Nancy, but I'll address it in the closed session.
Okay. But the pharmacist thinks that.
I also read not too long ago that their executive director makes over $300,000 a year. And during oral arguments, that is what their attorney basically said in court, was that we're trying to get our attorney fees. So the courts already know that that's what their purpose is.
Okay.
We'll now enter into closed session.